Who's going to be on your ballot this fall? We've got the final list of ballot measures and candidates running in Mid-Peninsula races in the November 8 general election. The roster of candidates became final when the extended nomination period closed on Wednesday, August 17. The Almanac and the Redwood City Pulse plan to host election forums with candidates in several races this fall. The Redwood City City Council Forum is scheduled for Monday, September 19. We also will provide coverage of the candidates, their positions on key issues, and campaign spending leading up to the election. This year, mail-in ballots should be arriving the week of October 10. There are uncontested school board races in the Los Lomitas, Menlo Park and Portola Valley school districts. Two of three Woodside Town Council districts are uncontested and two of three Menlo Park City Council District races are uncontested as well. Here's a list of who's running this fall in the Pulse and the Almanac's coverage area. Redwood City Council, District 2 to 1 seat Margaret Becker, Chris Sturken, Allison Madden. Redwood City Council, District 5 to 1 seat Kaya Eakin. Redwood City Council, District 6 to 1 seat Diane Howard, Joel Madigan. Redwood City School District 2 seats Cecilia I. Marquez, incumbent David E. Weekly. Sequoia Union High School District 2 seats Suvara Bhopale, Amy Koo, Suthvik Nori, Joanne Byrne, Sokolov. Menlo Park City Council, District 1 to 1 seat Cecilia Taylor, incumbent Menlo Park City Council, District 2 to 1 seat Drew Combs, incumbent Menlo Park City Council, District 4 to 1 seat Betsy Nash, incumbent Peter Otaki, former council member Portola Valley Town Council. 3 seats Judith Hasco, Planning Commissioner, Attorney Mary Hufte, retired physician Craig Hughes, incumbent Dale Pfau, consultant Craig Taylor, Planning Commissioner Atherton City Council. 3 seats Greg Conlon, CPA Rick DeGolia, incumbent Stacey Miles Holland, business owner Bill Widmer, incumbent Woodside Town Council, District 2 to 1 seat Brian Domkowski, incumbent, CEO Elizabeth Kasky, business executive, mother Steve Lubin, architect Woodside Town Council, District 3 to 1 seat Dick Brown, incumbent Woodside Town Council, District 4 to 1 seat Paul Gold, former council member Ravenswood City School District. 3 seats Mili Kasavu Latu, incumbent Manuel RLPEZ, aerospace engineer Laura Nunez, educator Tamara Sabomaheen, incumbent Menlo Park Fire Protection District. 3 seats Chuck Bernstein, incumbent Gary L. Bloom, community volunteer Robert Jones, incumbent Dionys Papavramidis, software engineer Woodside Fire Protection District member, board of directors, short term, 1 seat Randy Holthaus, appointed incumbent Woodside Fire Protection District member, board of directors, full term, 1 seat Rusty Day, safety advocate, author Matt Miller, incumbent Mid-Peninsula Open Space District, District 5 to 1 seat Karen Hallman, incumbent Mid-Peninsula Open Space District, District 6 to 1 seat Margaret McNeven, incumbent, environmentalist, business owner San Mateo County Supervisor, District 3 to 1 seat Ray Muller, Menlo Park City Council Member Laura Palmer Lohan, San Carlos City Council Member State Assembly, District 21 to 1 seat Diane Papon, San Mateo Deputy Mayor State Assembly, District 23 to 1 seat Mark Berman, incumbent Tim Deck, businessman, environmental advocate U.S. Congress, 16th District 1 seat Anna Ashu, incumbent Rishi Kumar, council member, High Tech Executive U.S. Congress, 15th District 1 seat David Canepa, San Mateo County Supervisor Kevin Mullin, California State Assembly member. In addition, the Sequoia Union High School District is seeking to pass a $591 million bond measure, and the Redwood City School District has proposed a $298 million school bond measure. Redwood City residents will also vote on charter amendments to the city's election procedures that would schedule the election to coincide with statewide general elections, update the charter to reflect by-district elections, and shorten the mayoral term to 1 year. In Menlo Park, voters will decide on a ballot initiative that would take away the city council's ability to make changes to single-family zoning and require popular vote. View the full candidate roster here.